Welcome back
We're
for
back.
episode 2 of season 13. I have a little quiz for you, Cammy.
A quiz. I love
Which,
quizzes.
well, it's really more of a trivia, but
Okay.
which of the following was the original title for the 1984 movie Ghostbusters? A, Ghost Smashers, B, Ecto Force, C, Ghost Hunters, or D, New York versus the Dead?
I want to say C because I thought I remember it being like really, really close to Ghostbusters.
Dan Aykroyd's original script was titled Ghost Smashers and involved the ghost-busting
Smashers.
team traveling through alternate
So
dimensions.
I was kind of close,
You were like on the
I
right track,
guess.
but like not
I was
quite.
almost there because there was a cartoon called Ghostbusters, or was it a cartoon or some, I think it was a live action show from Canada or something that was called Ghostbusters, and they almost didn't let them use the name because they
Oh,
still
that's
had like the
wild.
copyright for it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought
weird.
you were gonna say a ghost like Ghost Adventures. I'm like, no, Cammy, that's the true Zach Baggins
Yeah.
version.
Yeah, I would never say that.
Ooh. Oh my gosh, the next calendar page is also a ghost quiz. I'm gonna give you this one too.
Ooh, okay.
When the Brigantine, we're gonna make that word as we go. Mary Celeste was found drifting in the Atlantic Ocean on December 5th, 1872, 8 days after leaving New York. What did the search party discover? A, no crew or passengers. B, a missing lifeboat. C, a disabled pump, and or D, a log entry dated November 25th, 1872.
A.
Correct. No crew or passengers. So
I
my,
did not know that.
I, me neither. So my tearaway calendar this year is ghost stories. So every day it's a different
Oh, that's cool.
ghosty. So then the other one here is also sometimes I'll have definitions, quotes, other fun. Like one of my favorite thing that has happened so far is the like legends from other countries or like other cultures. So it's really cool. So it's different from what we know, you know?
Yeah, that's fun.
That's, oh, do you have any superstitions? We were talking about this the other day. So I'm just, so my friend Katie, we went to the basketball game yesterday and we passed a cemetery and we both hold our breath, but we do different things. Like she holds her breath until she passes something white.
Oh,
And it's, I
I've
hold
never
my,
heard of that.
no, and it's like, and I hold my breath until we're past it. But I
Right.
also tuck my thumb in my hand because I remember in high school growing up that it was, we did like a bunch of different like superstitions. And one of them is that you tuck your thumbs in your fists when you go by a cemetery to protect your parents in Japan.
Okay.
But it's just like, I had to look it up today because it was like, I don't know why I do it, but I just remember a superstition. Just like, I don't
Right.
sing before 7 a.m. because if you do that, then you'll cry by 11 p.m. So if you,
I have
you,
never heard
if
that
you
in my
cry
life.
before seven, if you sing before seven, you'll cry by 11.
Who comes up with these things?
That one was Romanian, though. So yes, I,
Romania
well, for
got
that one, and
beef.
the other one is Japan. I don't know. I don't know. I was wondering if you had any superstitions because those are ones that that Katie and I were talking about the other day.
Know. I don't think so. I don't think there's really.
Or any like rituals?
I burn a lot of incense. That's mostly
Okay,
because
sure.
I like the way it smells. Like
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't think I'm cleansing anything. Maybe I am. I don't know. I've never had any sort of paranormal activity in my home, so
That's good.
maybe I'm doing something right.
Heck
Because my
yeah.
house is like old as hell.
It is. You're actually, your house is actually two houses put together.
It is
Frankenhouse.
Frankenhouse. Yes. That's what I should start calling it.
You should. I love it.
instead of Ghost Baby Ranch, because that
Oh,
has
I do
nothing to do with
also.
Taylor,
But I also
you
do love
know.
that. But I do think Frankenhouse is more appropriate to the foundation.
I love Frankenhouse,
Thank
yes.
you. If you don't, that's okay. I was just curious.
All I can think of now that you said the thing about the cemetery is about how whenever we were kids, my sister and I, like if we were riding in the car together, she would hold her breath when we'd go by a cemetery and I would try to make her breathe.
So mean.
I would like push on her stomach, like breathe, you know.
So
because I'm horrible.
mean. Oh my
Terrible
gosh.
sister.
So before we dive into our 2023's highs and lows, what's your pick this week?
My pick of the week is a movie that I just watched a couple days ago. It's from
Love
the
it.
80s. It's
Okay.
called Vamp. It stars Grace Jones as the head vampire in a vampire strip club.
Amazing.
It's
Okay.
great, and it suffers from being maybe a little bit too long,
Sure.
but it's that like campy 80s weird like cool special effects kind of movie
Yeah.
that I really enjoy typically. And Getty Watanabe is in it. The guy from he plays Long Duk Dong in
Oh,
16
yeah. Yeah,
Candles.
yeah.
Yeah. And so it's really nice to see him in a role where he doesn't have to do an accent because he's American. And so in all the like Gremlins 2 and
Yeah.
16 Candles, he had to put on an accent because that's what the role called for, and those roles were pretty racist. So it was kind of nice that in this movie, like his race had nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, no, that's
He's just
fantastic.
the rich kid whose car they borrow, and he goes with them, and that's it.
Heck yeah.
So yeah, it was a lot of fun to watch. It kind of doesn't make sense sometimes, but that's how campy 80s movies can be, you know?
Absolutely.
And that's okay.
That's, I love camp for that reason. Campy is
Yes.
fun.
How
I love it. All
about
right.
you? What's
Well,
your
so
pick?
my pick of the week actually is gonna be a really nice like segue into like what we're talking about.
Ooh, okay.
But I read Dark Harvest, the book.
Ooh, okay.
After I saw the movie, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to read the book right now. And they are different, but
Okay.
like in a way that I was totally fine with. Like, I appreciate both. But the book adds a lot more details to the story that make the movie a little bit more impactful. So I mean,
Okay.
there's more to it. It's a little bit more fleshed out, where obviously, because you can do that in a book, but I was like, ooh, okay, all right. Oh, okay. So
What's
yeah.
like the general plot? I've heard of it, and I still need to watch it.
So just well, like I said, we'll just a little segue right into it. The log line from the movie is, in a small Midwestern town, a deadly annual ritual unfolds when the myth Mythical nightmare Sawtooth Jack rises from the cornfields and challenges the town's teenage boys in a bloody battle of survival.
Fun.
So it is, the twist is beyond shocking. Like when
Okay.
you find out who Sawtooth Jack is, you go,
Oh, so he's not actually mythical.
he is he?
Okay.
You know, I mean,
Don't give
it's
away
just.
too much.
I'm
Don't give
not,
away
but I'm
too
just saying it
much.
is one of those things where
You're like, oh man.
no, I mean like it really is like when that happens, I was like, wait, what? In the book, it's not Sawtooth Jack, it's the October Boy. So that's kind of the biggest
Okay.
name change.
October
So
boy.
the October Boy, because
Okay.
this happens in it happens on Halloween.
Harvest time, right?
So the book came out in 2006, and then movie was obviously 2023. So the movie is visually stunning. Like
Okay.
it is one I would recommend, but I also would recommend reading the book as well though.
Cool. All right.
So that was just my little, so I guess my recommendation is a 1-2.
Nice. Cool. Good.
Yeah.
Shall we?
I don't really have a method to this madness of my Word doc, so we're just gonna roll with it. We're gonna see where we go, see where the wind takes us.
Okay. Beautiful. Yeah, I've got things in either best or worst slash okayest movies from 2023.
So I saw 24 total horror movies that were new that came out in 2023. So,
The
I'm not
market
gonna
is so saturated.
talk, but okay, but
That's wild.
here's the thing, like, I mean, a handful of these are like the big like blockbuster. Some of these are like Shudder originals. Like, I mean, it's across the board. And so I just saw a bunch of them, but there are some big ones that I was like, eh. And there are some underground ones that I was like, love this. So one of my favorites, this one really went under, like, I think it really went under the radar and it bums me out, but it is It Lives Inside, which it's I think it's on Hulu now, but I did go see it in theaters. It is an Indian American teenager struggling with her cultural identity as a falling out with her former best friend, and in the process, unwittingly releases a demonic entity that grows stronger by feeding on her loneliness.
Ooh.
So it's like a really cool.
I heard about that one.
I felt like it really went under the radar because it's spooky. Like, I think it might be rated PG-13, but it was really spooky. Like, I remember, like, I was so unsettled in the theater because I'm like, oh my gosh, wait, this is like something that you can relate to with just like feeling lonely, but then also this her cultural identity having, you know, where she's
The
like, she's
cultural aspect, we don't see a whole lot of like
no.
Indian horror.
Right. So
In
it was just.
America, you know,
It
that's
was
nice.
really great. And the lead actress is in the later seasons of Never Have I Ever. So I was really excited. I was like, oh,
Oh, okay.
I recognize her. So that was one of my tops this year for sure.
I really need to start. I need to like write down all of these because I know that you've seen way more movies than I
Oh, no, you're good.
last year. I'm gonna be like, Kaylee recommends this and this and this.
This.
Wonderful. I think my. I technically saw this movie in 2024, but it
It's
came out
fine.
in 2023,
Heck yeah.
and we haven't. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, exactly. It's fine. We make the
I
rules
think
here.
my favorite new movie that I saw from 2023 across the board altogether
Yeah.
was Godzilla Minus One.
Okay.
I really like Godzilla movies.
Yeah.
They're a lot of fun. Depending on what you're watching, can be pretty serious. It
Yeah.
maybe isn't like the first one. Godzilla was born from post-war Japan suffering from the effects of radiation. That's what Godzilla is. And whenever they sort of play with that, they did that with the first movie. That's
Yeah.
what the whole entire first movie is about. But this one, it's called Minus One because it takes place before the very first one that they made in the 50s.
I love that.
I guess that's what they do in Japan. I don't know.
Sure. Hey.
So yeah, the log line here is post-war Japan is at its lowest point when a new crisis emerges in the form of a giant monster baptized in the horrific power of the atomic bomb. So you'd think that it would be very, very similar to the first one, and in a lot of ways it is, but this movie, for the first time ever, I watched a Godzilla movie and I was like, this would be good without Godzilla.
Okay.
If you removed him completely, or if it was a different conflict altogether
Yeah.
in this movie, it would still have brought me to tears. I've never
Okay.
cried during a Godzilla movie before, until now.
Okay. Until right now.
Until right now. I swear to God, I cried like two or three times throughout the course of this movie. It was
Yeah.
phenomenal. I highly, highly recommend it. I also highly recommend seeing it in black and white.
Ooh, okay, hot take.
Godzilla Minus One Minus Color. They re-released it in January
Okay.
without color in black and white, and it was gorgeous. It was stunning, stunning.
Okay.
I don't even think I want to see it in color. Because I loved it so much in black and white. So yeah, I feel like it's a movie that a lot of people wouldn't pick up because it's a Godzilla movie, but it
Right.
is just a beautiful film, and I highly recommend it. I cannot speak highly enough about it. I
Okay.
hope they make more. I hope they start making more Godzilla movies to the tune of that. I want more of whatever that was because it was oof, great.
Amazing. All right. Now to swing down, I guess. One that I was like, it was mid, wasn't the best, was Elevator Game, which is a Shudder one, which the logline is supernatural horror based on the obvious online phenomenon, a ritual conducted in an elevator in which players attempt to travel to another dimension using a set of rules that can be found online. Movie had a lot of potential, just fell short.
Okay.
It's, I mean, if you know what the elevator game is, you know what's happening. There were some really great moments in this movie, but it definitely just fell a little bit short for me.
Okay. Like, was it just like plot-wise, maybe? Like,
yeah,
was it too long?
It was a little bit too long. And then, like, I mean, like, the acting was fine enough, you know, like, I mean, it definitely, I did care about the characters, but it was kind of just like, as the movie went on, I was like, okay, I understand, but like, we've already seen it. Like, this is not, it was almost like a Groundhog's Day, but like, not as fun. Not,
okay.
You know, Happy Death Day, but not as fun. Just kind of like, they're playing the same game. And I'm like, okay, I get it. The elevator.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my first like mid.
Okay. I don't know if you feel the same way as me about this one, but you probably do.
Okay.
Maybe?
All right.
I don't
All right.
know.
I'm curious.
I really didn't like Insidious, The Red Door. I don't
it
know
was
if you,
mid.
did you see
It, no,
it?
I did. And it was,
Okay.
I didn't hate it, but it was okay.
It was just, you know, my tipping point for that movie, like the thing that really made me go like, fuck this.
Yeah.
I don't like this movie, was the scene whenever he was talking to his brother. And he said, like, his brother was like hesitating, telling him something. And he was like, what? Tell me, little brother. And I was like, who wrote that line?
Yeah,
Oh my God, the
that was
entire
bad.
theater laughed. We all laughed together. It was a beautiful moment, actually. But Patrick Wilson directed it. And it was his like directorial debut, and it was like, it was fine for someone's first time directing an entire film, because that's hard. That's hard work,
Well,
you
also
know?
like starring in it.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't think that's an easy feat.
But
It was also rated PG-13, so I think that also kind of, I don't know.
But
Like,
so were the other Insidious movies, and they were much better.
Sure. No, I just, I mean,
you know,
I just, sometimes I think when you want to be like, the first Insidious is so iconic. So,
so good.
and it's like constantly on like the top 10 scariest movies, like
Yeah.
lists, you know? So the log line for The Red Door is, the Lamberts must go deeper into the further than ever before to put their demons to rest once and for all.
Yeah.
I appreciate that they brought back a lot of the original cast. Like, I think that was
That was
really cool.
Great.
You know, especially, you know, the kid who plays Dalton, like, that's insane.
Yeah.
Like, to see that growth, like, that was really cool. That's something I think the movie did right.
I think even the baby was the same actress.
Yes. Yes.
Which is impressive.
I know.
I was shocked by the lack of Lin Shaye. I was really upset about that. I mean, she's dead. Like, she's not alive in the human, the real world. She's in the spirit world, and she's like resting or whatever. And but like, they didn't even bring in like her little buddies Specs and Ricky. I can't remember his name.
Sure.
It's not Ricky. I
It's okay.
Don't know what it
it's
is.
Ricky now.
It's Ricky now. Fuck it. But yeah, I don't know. I was disappointed by that film. And I think it was probably my least favorite horror movie that I saw last year.
I did, as an art kid, I did appreciate the art element to it. The importance of his, what I think that's kind of what saved the movie a little bit for me, was the way that the art played a role in unfolding the story.
Sure. It was
But yeah,
interesting to see him like in college, and he had that friend who was like not really like a part of the plot at all, but like she was the most entertaining person in the entire movie.
She was still like, I mean, she still played like a critical role, but it was like, you're like, I'm like, I'm not supposed to be like, hey.
Yeah, and there was like the whole thing with the kid in the frat house.
Yeah, I know.
Who died, and like they never went back to that, and I was like, what was the point of that?
We
To
just
gross
like
me out?
we just
To
forgot
gross me out,
to
probably.
gross me out.
That's it, probably. But yeah, let's go back up.
Okay.
Talk about movies we liked again.
So this is, so some people are not going to agree with me on this one at all, but
okay.
The movie All Fun and Games.
What is that?
A group of Salem teens discover a cursed knife that unleashes a demon that forces them to play gruesome, deadly versions of childhood games where there can be no winners, only survivors.
Okay. Why wouldn't people agree with you?
I had to watch it a second time to really appreciate it. First watch, I was like, okay. But then watching it the second time, I really had a little bit more appreciation for it. I mean, it's got a great cast in it. It's just like, I don't know. And having it based in Salem was just like really great. And I love that it wasn't.
Always cool. Yeah.
But I love that it wasn't like a witch story. Like it's this cursed knife and it's just how it unfolds and how it happens. And then the versions of the games that they're playing, it's like Saw, but you're taking a twist on childhood games.
So it's like Saw had a baby with like Ready or Not. Is it Ready or Not?
No, but not even,
that's what that's called, right?
Yeah, Ready or Not, but it's really like, it's like, but it's like Schoolhouse Games. Like it's not even like board games. It's really
like
Red Rover. I don't even know if that's one of them, but it's like that,
like
kind
four
of
square.
Yeah, but I mean, it is like, but it's like it's literally like the playground kid game. Like those super sick twisted on it. But I mean, like it was really good. It's like an hour and 20 minutes. It's a short one, but it was just really like, you know, Natalia Dyer's in it, and the role, like, in just like it was really cool to see her in that kind of a role.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's in the way that I really recommend it. It's just, I don't think it didn't kind of get any love, and it's, I don't know why I'm leading with like, hey, movies that we haven't seen, most people haven't seen, but I liked them. You know,
yeah, that's fine.
Another one that went under the radar.
Yeah. Okay. Is it on Shudder?
It is streaming. Hang on. I know it's streaming because I rented it because I was impatient. But of course, as soon as I did
feel that.
Well, that's like, I bought Priscilla. It's now
Oh,
on
really?
Max. Yeah. I loved Priscilla. I'm actually really upset I'm really upset that it didn't get any nominations for Oscars, to be honest, because I do not understand how that movie did not get costuming or hair and makeup noms, because it is insane.
I feel like every Sofia Coppola movie should automatically be put in the ring for best hair and makeup, best costuming, and or best cinematography.
Yes. So
Her
that
movies
really,
are gorgeous.
It really bummed me out. Cause I was like, this movie is so, and then I also read, I listened, I shouldn't say I read. Well, I'm counting it as reading Priscilla Presley's book that it's based off of.
Okay.
And
Elvis
there's
and
so,
me.
yes.
Okay.
And having like, and her reading it is so cute because like there are parts where she'll like giggle and you can just tell that she's really living in the memory as she's reading it to you. But
Cute.
there's so much dialogue that's pulled directly from the memoir into the movie.
Oh, that's
that
good.
just like I really yeah I'm in that kick of I'm gonna watch the movie and then read the book. It is currently actually streaming on Hulu.
Nice.
So
All
yeah,
right.
It's got a 38 on Rotten Tomatoes. It's really not that great, but I love it. I think it's something that is very fun for what it was.
There are plenty of movies that I like that have like a 15% on Rotten Tomatoes. So it's sometimes you look at a score and you're like, is that really fair? Is that really?
Right. I don't know.
I'm
I
not
really
sure I agree. You know?
I said I enjoyed it.
Good. I'm glad.
What is another? What is one of your tops?
I'm gonna go the same route as you and talk about a movie that I think a lot of people didn't appreciate as much as they should have.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed The Last Voyage of the Demeter.
I did too.
I really, really liked it. And not necessarily just because I was super hyped on it. I think that the marketing didn't do a very good job of explaining what the movie was about or what it was supposed to be, because it's based on this like one page in Dracula, the novel, where they're like, oh, the ship got here, but all these crates are on it, but nobody's on the ship. It just crashed ashore and here we are.
Pulling
With
back to my
all these boxes, you know?
With the trivia that I had you ask answer earlier with the no crew and no passengers. Crazy time bag. The log line for the last voyage of the Demeter is a crew sailing from Varna or Bulgaria by the Black Sea to England find that they are carrying very dangerous cargo. Yes. I love creepy vampires.
Yes.
Because, I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I love Twilight, but there's something about a creepy vampire that is just like, I'm like, oh, okay.
It's great. You know, and it's very, like, it calls back to, like, Nosferatu and the way that he I'm looked so, in the movie. And
I'm very excited for
me that too.
Coming out as well. But
yes. Yes. My dad was so hyped for this movie. He was so excited to see it. We went and saw it together.
Oh, I love that.
And he loved it. And I was like, you know what? That's all that counts. That's all that matters to me is that he liked it. Mm-hmm. There were parts of the plot where I was like, you know, why would you have them make that decision? But like ultimately the decisions that they make and the things that they do in the movie have to lead to most, if not all of them dying,
mm-hmm.
Abandoning ship or dying in one way or another. And that's how the movie had to go. And I think if it had been explained a little better that like, this is based off of this one passage from Dracula, it would have been a little bit better received. Because I know a lot of people didn't really love it, but I had a lot of fun with it. I hope they continue to maybe make movies in that sort of universe. I don't know if they're planning on making that one like a dark universe, like Universal.
Yeah.
Sort of movie. If they do, that's great. If they decide to continue it, excellent.
I would love for a revival of that, like, dark Universal. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I love the classics. So, like,
especially like with the new, they're opening a whole new park in Universal Studios, and there's going to be a whole area of just Universal monsters.
I'm so excited.
They have
that will get me back there.
Right. Oh yeah. Yeah. I kind of want to go to Horror Nights this year.
Ooh,
if I can swing it.
Let's figure it out.
I have Boom. Never.
Me neither.
I'm terrified.
Same.
I don't like haunted houses.
I think it would make, and I think that would just be a really great podcast bonding trip.
Yes, it would. Screaming the entire time.
Time.
Yes. 100%. So yeah, I really liked it. I would recommend it to somebody who isn't going to pick it apart.
Yeah. Don't be pretentious about it.
Right.
So I agree with you on that one, though. I really did enjoy that.
Thank you.
One of my lower picks is, it shouldn't really be that shocking, I'm going to say The Nun 2. It is,
I had that one on my list, too.
Yeah. I personally like it better than the first one. I'm not going to lie. But
it's prettier than the first one.
I don't know. I felt a lot more compelled by the story. Maybe it was because there was less the Warrens. But...
Maybe, so, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. All right. So 1956, France. A priest is murdered and evil is spreading. The sequel to the worldwide smash hit, forgot a word there, follows Sister Irene as she once again comes face to face with Valak, the demon nun, which I actually feel like that logline does it a disservice, because it's taking place at the school, and there's the family dynamic too. Like, I mean, like, it was like, it is a movie that I would watch again. I didn't like hate it, but it was not one of the best that came out in 2023 at all.
No. And like, I'm wondering, they're probably gonna do another one.
Mm-hmm. They like their trilogies in that universe.
Right, because they make money. Mostly, probably.
Correct.
I'm interested to see where they go with it, just because we kind of already know where it goes.
Right.
With Frenchie. He's the guy in the you know, video
yeah.
that they're
yeah.
the Warrens are showing that like class that they're doing or whatever, the seminar. We know that he continues to be possessed and then he dies. Like, that's what they say in the movie.
Yeah.
So it's like hard to connect, I think, with his character.
Yeah.
With any of the characters, because we already know what's gonna happen, kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of spoiled for you as you are going into it.
Right. It's fun to watch how it happened.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but to what extent? You know, I
yeah.
don't know.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was, like I said, it was okay. It was not bad, not great, just there. So did you have another
it
one?
It was cool looking, though.
It was. Like,
I do have, sorry, what?
The newspaper stand. That was so sick. Yeah. Like, I was.
That was crazy. And, like, the opening scene.
Yeah.
With the priest.
Yeah.
That was wild.
I know.
I think I Catholic imagery and horror go hand in hand so
yeah.
well. And it's so like Catholicism is very big.
Yeah.
You know, it's very like grand and so to the point where it feels suffocating sometimes. And I'm not Catholic.
Me
So
neither.
I've never felt like emotionally suffocated by Catholicism,
Sure.
like a lot of people have, but just the sheer size
Yeah.
of and detail of so much Catholic imagery is like it's astounding and
Yeah.
terrifying in some capacity. It can be looked at anyway, but
Yeah.
it. There's a reason there's so much Catholicism in horror movies, and it's because it's so gothic and dark. And so I don't know how familiar you are with McCamey Manor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I watched the documentary that came out on Hulu
Oh, my God.
About it.
I didn't even think about including that, but yeah, I did as well.
Yeah, I was in. I did keep track of like the movies that I watched in 2023. So I went through my Instagram archive
Oh, sure.
and I was like, okay, I'm going to find all the ones where I say first time watch, or like I went to see this movie because I document everything. So yeah. And I came across that and I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. But I wanted to talk about it because that documentary was so just okay.
It didn't provide me with anything new.
It wasn't quite as bad as the Bama Rush documentary was, but it was still it didn't really provide any new
That's what I'm
information.
saying. It was all the same stuff that you already knew. And actually, it was not as graphic as what what Haunters did for like the McKinney Manor.
Right.
Like that was way more
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was really disappointed with the lack of any new information whatsoever.
Right.
It was all very samey, and I was just waiting for there to be some sort of like gotcha, some sort of like, oh, and also this.
Yeah.
And it never came. I still believe the same thing that I believed before I watched the documentary. Which is that he sucks. He's just not a good dude. He's a slime ball, and
There,
that's it.
there's
You
just
know?
there's something again. Like it's. I mean, I was still unsettled, but it's the same that I've seen. Like, I have gone down that deep dive of McKinney Manor because it just does not make sense. I have a friend who is in one of the Facebook groups that like is with that. Like, not that something that they ever
Ooh.
wanted to do, but they just got in the group anyways. And some of the things that they've seen is terrifying. Like, I mean, it's just, it's so sick and twisted. Sick and twisted.
Sick and twisted.
But
there are so many people who are willing to defend him still
which
too.
is wild.
he created a really dangerous environment, even though that's kind of what people were asking for. They wanted to be in real danger or as
Yeah.
close to it as possible. But like you, it's a fine line. You have to go about doing that as safely as possible, and he wasn't doing
No,
that
not at all. I'm
because he
sorry.
doesn't care. He gets off on it.
Who in what world am I going to be okay with someone who's not a dentist pulling out my teeth? I'm sorry.
Right. Like of course there are going to be people who want this, who want that experience, who
Of
want
course.
to be real life terrified, right? But it I
Now, meme. Could you
nah.
could you couldn't even pay me to do that.
But like that's the thing about the documentary. It's like I was waiting for something to come up, like something from his past,
Right.
someone to be like, oh, like he did this to me. Here's this conflict that I have with him.
Right.
He, and it never really came up. It was all basically just people saying like, yeah, he's a dick. And I'm like, yeah, I know that.
Tell me something I do not
Yeah.
know, please.
Right. That's the point of a documentary, Bama Rush. I hated that documentary. I hated it. It wasn't a horror theme, but I'm going
No.
to talk about it anyway.
I had it on my list and I saw so many. I'm like, I can't even, I'm not even going to try to put myself through that.
You should watch it
Okay.
only because of how ridiculous the director gets.
I love it. Okay. I'm sold.
She's like the basic idea of the whole thing is like really they're trying to dissect like what makes it so huge and popular and like why is Alabama specifically the
Yeah.
sorority capital of the world and what it takes to rush and like these girls who are getting these like there are people who are like coaches. You can hire a coach who's like a former sorority girl to teach you how to rush, how to talk to people, what to do, how you should look, what to say in order to get into a sorority at Alabama. It's crazy. People pay people money to do that.
That is
And
nutty.
but then the director takes a weird new direction and decides to make the plot of the film about herself, mainly because she got too close to the people she was interviewing.
Ah, so we forgot to be unbiased and be an
Right.
observer. Okay.
It's journalism, baby. It's that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
You can't become friends with your subjects, you
Right.
know,
Right.
and that's exactly what
Ooh,
happened.
okay. I am sold now. You have sold me to go watch it.
Yeah, I just like it's not worth it if you want to learn anything new because there are no answers.
But I think from like a film perspective, like having that brain, it might
Yeah.
be an interesting case study to dive into. All
100%. You should absolutely watch it and tell me what you think
right,
because
deal.
madness, mayhem, alopecia. You'll have to watch it.
Okay,
Just
all
watch
right, all right. Okay, okay,
it.
okay, okay. I am gonna throw it to one I really enjoyed was The Wrath of Becky, which is a follow-up to Becky.
Really?
I don't know, I really loved Becky, and Wrath of Becky just was what I wanted. It was very fun. It was, I don't know, I like when horror can be fun, and that's what it was. So, 2 years after escaping a violent attack, a teenage girl must defend herself against a domestic terrorist cell. It's just, I love her. I will watch anything that she's in. You know, Lily wasn't, she's just great. So, it was fun. I liked it. I'd recommend it. I think, you know, she just continues to prove her acting chops, and it was bloodier than
She's
the,
great.
blood, it's bloodier than the first one. That's what I say.
All right. And sometimes that's all you can ask for.
Heck yeah.
I really liked Thanksgiving.
I did
Did you see
too. Of
Thanksgiving?
course, we're going to talk about it later this season.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, no, it's
So we don't
okay.
have to talk about it a whole lot right now,
No,
but
but I
for what it was, I
I
really
loved it.
enjoyed it.
I loved it.
Right. It was schlocky. It was,
It was what I wanted from that kind of movie.
I feel like ham-fisted is a good term to use for that movie.
Yeah.
I,
I love it.
it was everything that you would want from a movie that was made out of a fake trailer from a series of movies from 2007.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
Like I said.
I'm glad that Eli Roth decided to make it into a real movie.
Yes. I'm excited for when we do our deep dive on it.
What?
I'm excited when we do our deep dive on it. We talk about it a little bit more in
Yeah.
depth.
Stoked.
Spoiler, we're doing a Thanksgiving winter break episode during my spring breaks.
Yes.
But yeah, no, I
Yes.
also love Thanksgiving. I will give that one for sure. Another one I really enjoyed. I enjoyed Megan a lot. I thought that was very fun, and it makes AI freaks me out.
Oh,
So
yeah.
Megan with her crazy dance moves and that ear scene is scarred in my brain.
Oh, yeah.
So
I didn't have that one on here, but I know that I wrote it down some. I think Megan ended up in purgatory for me.
Okay.
Like I liked it, but I didn't love it.
Sure.
I didn't hate it.
It was mid
It
for
was
you.
fine. Yeah, it was very mid
So,
for
a
me.
robotics engineer at a toy company builds a lifelike doll that begins to take on a life of its own. I love
She was an
Allison
idiot.
Williams. Yeah.
Me too. She's a great actress, but her character pissed me off so bad.
She's really good
I
at
was so
playing
mad
that
at her.
role. She's really good at playing that role where she just makes you mad.
Yeah.
What about
Yes. On Girls? Hell yeah.
Get
Everything I've seen her in
Out?
since. Yeah. Get Out. She's the
I
worst.
love her. Like, I really, I'm a fan of her.
Oh,
But it's just
yeah.
like, I'm like, man, you like to play characters that are just so unlikable. But you do it so
I'm a
good.
fan of her dad. Hubba Hubba. I love Brian Williams. He's so handsome. Like,
I just love the
yes.
way that you just like drop that in there. I was like, oh yeah, of course.
Also, her dad's hot. Anyway.
Anyways, moving on. My God.
Oh boy.
That
We
is,
have fun here.
we have so much fun.
That's great. Or movie I didn't. Let's see. Quick shout out to In Search of Darkness Part 3.
Heck yeah.
That one was a lot of fun, and I haven't seen like any of the movies in that one. They
True.
got really like
Yeah, I still have an hour left.
really deep with that
I'm
one.
really
I
working
think I've
through it. It's
seen
a lot.
like I think I counted and I've seen maybe like nine of the movies that they talk about.
All
They
right.
finally talk about Trick or Treat, which is awesome.
Yeah, I am
I
past
love
that
that movie
part.
so much. But yeah, they did a great job with those three movies, and I just near and dear to my heart. But besides that, I have under best, I have Evil Dead Rise. It made it there barely. I feel like it's right between I liked it and it was mid. I put it in best because I didn't want to put it in worst, but I still wanted to talk about it.
It is more on the mid side for me, like almost
Yeah.
like, yeah. So, a twisted tale of two estranged sisters whose reunion is cut short by the rise of flesh possessing demons, thrusting them into a primal battle for survival as they face the most nightmarish version of family imaginable. There are great scenes, but overall,
Yeah. Do you like the other Evil Dead movies?
I
Like, how
do.
familiar are you?
I do. I mean, I do enjoy them. And I think I like I had said that opening scene in this movie is insane. So I
Yeah.
had a the, and then the elevator,
Yeah.
phenomenal. But
There should have been more cheese grater.
that was so
They
undersold.
really marketed. Yeah, they really marketed the cheese grater scene, and then it happened, and I was like, that was like 0.5 seconds
I have a picture with the
tops.
cheese grater, by the way.
Oh yeah,
Thank
congratulations on
you.
meeting the cheese grater.
Thank you so much.
Wow. It's an honor. You got to shake his tiny hand.
Pose with him, you know. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked it. I didn't like it as much as I liked the Evil Dead from 2013. That one is a masterpiece in itself, and it's one of the best remakes ever.
Yeah, no, I'd agree.
I think. Yeah, I enjoyed it well enough. I haven't revisited it since I watched it the first time, but it was fun.
I feel
It was a
like
fun Evil Dead flick.
I feel like I might. I think I need to watch it again, and maybe I will feel differently. But just off of that initial watch, I'm like, okay. I don't know. Like I said,
Yeah.
like I mean, there are a lot of great parts of that movie. Like it's one of those things where, like I said, I wouldn't even say it was not bad. It was definitely mid for me. I would not say it was
Yeah.
bad. 'Cause I mean, I will. It's a movie I am willing to revisit. I
Yeah.
mean,
And a lot
Alyssa.
of people felt the same way as you.
Yeah.
It was really like polarizing with people, so I don't blame you for not loving
I
it.
mean, Alyssa Sutherland's performance is top notch. Like
She's so scary.
was terrifying in the way that she
Yeah.
changes throughout the movie. Like I care, like I did care about
Yeah.
the characters, but it just kind of there were times where it kind of it lost me for a little bit, and then I came back, and then
Yeah. And that'll happen.
yeah.
I'm not mad at you for not
Okay.
liking it.
And the thing,
Okay.
I didn't not like it. It just wasn't.
Wasn't your favorite.
It's not one that I'm out of my list of 24 that I've seen. It's not the one I'm reaching for
Yeah.
right away.
I feel like it could have been crazier. Like
Yes.
it maybe should have been a little more like, really
Yeah.
like,
Yeah.
like
No, I
yeah,
agree.
the like craziness that Sam
Yeah.
Raimi throws into his movies. Like that's kind of how I felt about Drag Me to Hell. I
Yeah.
didn't really like that
No, me
movie
neither.
very much. And that was Sam Raimi doing that one, but
Do love him.
I'd rather watch The Quick and the Dead. It's my favorite Western. And you can tell that it was directed by him. It's got those like really quick zooms and stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's great. It's awesome. Anywho, what about you? Do you have another one you really loved?
One that I really loved, I really loved The Boogeyman.
Did
I
you?
did. I've seen I saw it twice in
Okay.
theaters. I really it I think the soundtrack was a really great move with that. I liked that's I mean, I remember being afraid of the dark as a kid. Like, I mean, that is such a
Yeah.
real fear that is easy to pull off of. So, still reeling from
Yeah.
the tragic death of their mother, a teenage girl and her younger sister find themselves plagued by a sadistic president's nope, that
Which one? William Henry Harrison.
president. All right.
Sorry.
Still reeling from the tragic death of their mother, a teenage girl and her younger sister find themselves plagued by a sadistic presence in their house and struggle to get their grieving father to pay attention before it's too late. There is something
Huh.
about this where there is that grieving element to it, and it's just, our
Yeah.
main character tries to go to school, and then girls are just mean, and then the girls come to her house and they're mean, and it's just like it's so, I don't know. It was a really cool way to kind of explore how grief can manifest in a way, and how to cope with it, and I really liked it. And I know that some it didn't it's it was kind of another one where it kind of fell with mixed reviews, but I really liked it. I read the short before I went and saw it. I saw it by myself first, and then Tanner and I went, and I really
Is
liked
it a
it.
Stephen King story?
Yeah, it was from
Okay.
If It Bleeds.
Okay. I
No,
feel
I
like
lied. It was in the no. The Boogeyman was in Night Shift. If It Bleeds was Miss Kerrigan's phone. Yeah. No, it was in the Night Shift. The
okay.
Boogeyman was in the Night Shift.
I feel like they've been kind of doing that lately. Hollywood has been taking these short stories, and pulling them and stretching them into a full-length feature film.
Yeah.
What happened to the anthology film? Number 2 movies like Creepshow,
I'm
where
here for
we
that.
get all of the, like, I would love to see a movie that's like, grab all the like current horror directors, right? Grab like Jordan Peele and Mike Flanagan and James Wan and all those guys and be like, hey, can you direct like a 25 minute short or like a 20 minute short for this movie that we're making? And it's based off of this Stephen King short story or novella or whatever. Pick a story that you really want to direct and we're going to make a movie out of it.
No, I love that. I mean, that makes me think of like Trick or Treat.
Yes. Creepshow was all Stephen King.
Right. I was just trying to spin off a little bit.
Like, The Black Phone.
Yeah. Yep.
I liked The Black Phone, but it felt too long. Yeah. Like, I feel like if you had cut that movie way down, it would have been like amazing.
Yeah.
With other short stories. I don't know.
No, I mean, I agree. And I mean, I think that that's, I like short films. I would love to have an anthology movie. You know, it doesn't need to be like ABCs of Death where there's 26 shorts in there, but having a collection, you know, brought together in that kind of way, I think that that's great idea. I think that's a great idea. Wow. Words are hard.
Yeah. Or even like, you mentioned Trick or Treat just now. I keep saying Creepshow. I'm like, Creepshow? Trick or Treat, like, is there like some way that you could just entangle every story together somehow?
Right.
To where, like, it doesn't even have to be based on like Stephen King's work, just like anything.
Hey, Jordan
It would be
Peele,
nice.
Your collection out there screaming. I would actually like you to take some of those stories and adapt them into like an anthology, because I'm really enjoying that book right now as well. That's my other pick of the week that I'm giving to you, like an hour and 15 minutes into the episode. It's fine.
That's fine.
So, you know, like I said, I really liked it. I know that some people didn't, but that's okay. But I'm also, but we all know I'm a little bit biased because I love Stephen King.
King of the week. Pick of the week.
Every week.
Let's see. Where are we now?
What we didn't like.
Oh, okay. I have two movies on here that are controversial. They were first time watches. They did not come out last year. Two movies that I thought were very okay that I really wanted to love.
Okay.
House of Wax with
Paris
Hilton
the
and
2005. We did a whole episode on that last season. Okay.
I know. I know. I think that movie suffers from being a little bit too long. It lost me. I fell asleep.
That's fair.
I really wanted to like it because so many people love that movie.
Yeah.
And I just didn't, it fell kind of flat for me.
That's
and
okay.
I was really disappointed. Another one that is a super hot take. And I think I only didn't really love it because I saw it as a grown-up, was The Neverending Story.
Oh, okay.
Taylor and I had both never seen it before.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And which is like crazy, right? Every kid our age, most kids our age, and maybe a little older than us, saw The Neverending Story when they were kids. And I watched it and I was like, that did not grab me the way I thought it would. And I was so disappointed.
Did you just hear Dustin and Susie singing the song? Was that your problem? You just couldn't get that image of them singing it?
You know, it was nice watching the movie because now, like, I get it.
Okay.
Because I knew that there was like the song from The Neverending Story. Right. I was familiar with the movie a little bit, but now I feel like if I go back and watch, was that season 2 or season 3?
Season 3.
If I go back and watch it, I'm going to appreciate that scene a little bit more. Sure. It's very cute regardless, but
and they're so talented. Yeah. They're both so talented at singing.
Yeah, I was just not blown away by The Neverending Story. Maybe one of these days I'll sit the 5-year-old that I nanny down to watch it.
Sure.
And like kind of watch it through his eyes.
Yeah, that would be
to see what I was missing.
That's a good idea. Actually, I love that.
I'm gonna use him as a guinea pig to see if that works. But yeah, the only other like okayest movie I have on here
Okay.
is Terrifier 2.
I didn't even think of, yeah, Terrifier 2, sure. Okay.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I watched
Okay.
when I was writing my thesis. I
Nice.
watched Terrifier and Terrifier 2. Like I had like my paper was on the monitor and then like the movie was playing on my laptop.
Yeah.
I needed to stay awake, so I was trying to find something that would keep me awake.
Yeah, and that will keep you awake. That's
Yeah.
I liked Terrifier 2 more than I liked the first one.
Sure.
And like I liked both of them.
Yeah.
There's something about the Terrifier movies that makes me feel weird.
No,
Like, and it's not just because of the like graphic violence.
Yeah.
I really like, I understand that the horror trope is that like the final girl, whatever, but it's like the only violence in these movies is happening to women.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I would agree.
And that rubs me the wrong way a little bit.
Absolutely. I mean, there's like a scene from the first one that is just so. Yeah.
Yeah. That I really, I
No.
was like, what is.
Yep.
And the thing about the first one is that it's virtually, there's no plot.
No, none.
It's just,
Zero.
there's a clown and he's killing these two girls. That's it. That's it. And the second one at least has character development and plot.
Right.
And it's just, it's, I know that it's brutal for the sake of being brutal.
Yeah.
Like it's not, that's what people want.
Yeah.
People want this ultra violent sort of cinema,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't quite put my finger on it. And like, I'm really not trying to be like a Tumblr social justice warrior here, but it's just, there's something I don't quite love about these movies that I
Sure.
can't,
I would agree. I mean,
excuse
it's
me.
not.
No, can't quite put my finger on it, but they're still fun. Like
Yeah. Yeah.
I think like Art the Clown as a character
Yeah.
is so interesting and so
Yeah.
scary and so cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
And I love that there's this like slasher. We're watching a classic slasher franchise happen in real
Which
time.
is sick.
And
Like,
we haven't really been able to be around for that sort of thing
no.
before because they all happened in like the 80s and 90s whenever we were
Do
kids.
you mean like
And
Scream when I was 4?
right, Scream, Child's Play, Friday the 13th, Halloween, like all
Yeah.
of those movies, a lot of those franchises sort of fizzled out by the time that we were old enough to be going to see
See
them in
them.
theaters.
Yeah.
Now you can just watch whatever you want, whenever you want, but you had to wait for a thing like that,
Yeah. Yeah.
when we were younger. So yeah, I appreciate that they're sort of reviving the slasher franchise.
Yeah. I love a slasher. That's one of my favorite genres, subgenres.
Yeah. I just need, I need more
Yeah.
from it. And Terrifier 2 was far too long.
Yeah, I would agree. Because the first one's pretty short. The second one was way too long.
It was
Way
like
too long.
2.5 hours.
Yes.
Something
And
like
then it was
that.
like,
I'm
oh,
like, what is
hey.
this, Titanic?
No, they wanted to
Please.
add a plot. So they had to add a lot of extra to the, you know.
I think he was editing his own movie, and that's The Love Witch also
Yep.
suffered from the
Yes, but
director
I
editing the movie.
do love The Love Witch, though. But yeah, definitely would
Yeah.
agree. I did not realize
So
how
yeah.
much I use that TikTok sound where the day he left me was the day that
It's a
I
great
use,
one.
but it's such a great transition video, like to like do like the fun transition with it. All right, I'm
Yeah.
gonna do some rapid fire at you. So obviously I love Talk to Me. We did a whole episode on it.
Yeah.
Obviously I would assume you also.
I loved Talk to
Yes,
Me.
Talk to Me is a movie that
Loved.
I would also, it's another movie that I would be more than happy to write a dissertation on because I think it's genius and I love the story of,
It
you
was
know,
so smart.
so smart
Yeah.
and them and, you know, like, you know, the you know, the brothers are coming off of YouTube and all of this, like they built their own thing and it's so sick. The soundtrack, ugh. Again, if I'm so glad that I've been able to talk about the movie with everybody, you know, because I mean, even the episode that came out, it was me and Erica did our like initial reactions and then Jillian and Stevie and I like dove into the whole breakdown. Scream 6 also came out in 2023. I love Scream, so I enjoyed it. I met Dermot Mulroney after it. And that man is so sweet and I just love him. Infinity Pool also came out in 2023. That was a movie.
That's what I heard.
Oh, you haven't seen it? Oh god, it's you got this phenomenal, but it's a movie. Knock at the Cabin also was 2023. That was good, but
okay.
Another one that I watched, I'm going through rapid fire now that you probably have not seen. I watched Dear David, which is a man is haunted by a ghost of a boy named David who's trying to kill him. I enjoyed it, actually. It was surprising, but it's what you would expect it to be. Another movie I watched was Perpetrator, which is Johnny, a wild and impulsive teenage girl living precariously in a town where young women continue to go missing and the power she's forced to unlock to survive. Super uncomfy. Good movie. Super uncomfy. This is probably a hot take. So I saw Cobweb and I was not as impressed with it as everybody else seems. Everyone's like, it's so good.
Really?
I didn't really. The only thing that was really scary for me is that I was house sitting when I watched it because an 8-year-old boy tries to investigate a mysterious knocking sounds that are coming from inside the walls of his house, unveiling a dark secret that his sinister parents have kept hidden from him. It was good, not great, as everyone is claiming it to be. Sacrifice Game was another one I watched, which is bad enough that the boarding school students Samantha and Clara can't go home for the holidays, but things take a deadly turn when a murderous gang arrives on their doorstep just in time for Christmas. That one was really fun. That's on Shudder. I highly recommend that one.
Okay.
Birth Rebirth is a morgue technician successfully reanimates the body of a little girl, but to keep her breathing, she will need to harvest biological materials from pregnant women. When the girl's mother, a nurse, discovers her baby is alive, they enter into a deal that forces them both forces both of them down a dark path of no return. That movie was heavy, but great.
Okay.
Sounds
heavy.
But it was very good. Saw 10 also came out the 2023. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh my god.
I haven't seen a Saw movie past
what?
The third one.
Oh my god. So clearly
I've seen the first three.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know me, I've gone down that lane. But Saw 10 really was a great Saw movie compared to what has been the recent. I don't know. I also love just having John Kramer back. You know, him being in there was so critical, but also a movie that is on a lot of top lists, I have to mention it, is When Evil Lurks. It is in Spanish, but it is terrifying. It is easily in my top three from 2023. So in a remote village, two brothers find a demon-infected man just about to give birth to evil itself. They decide to get rid of the body, only to end up unintentionally spreading chaos. It is insane, uncomfortable, gross.
Okay.
Very good.
I've heard good things. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But
no, I said it is one of those movies where I know that it is... people always get turned off when I'm like, oh, foreign language film. It's so good. Ugh. You're missing out on so much good horror and
real.
Movies in general than like, you know, it's so good. So I really recommend When Evil Lurks. That's on AMC right now, AMC Plus. So it might be on Shudder, nice. But I just have it on AMC.
Yeah, it probably is then.
So yeah.
They're connected.
2023 had a lot of great... and not so great horror in it. I'm excited for 2024, what that's got in store.
Me too.
Will be watching Lisa Frankenstein tomorrow. Shout out.
I still need to see it.
Phoebe is a freaking saint and gave me her login because she bought the movie. So I'm going to be able to watch that way because I just don't have the energy to get to a theater right now. I know Night Swim was pretty bad. So I'm just, there's a lot of exciting things coming out this year. And I'm very excited to see what happens. Maxine,
I'm excited for the new Ghostbusters.
We got the
it looks cute.
Got the third one in the
Maxine.
Maxine. I'm super excited. I got to see Halsey in a horror movie.
Yeah,
you know,
I was like, whoa, Halsey.
I mean, Abigail, the vampire ballerina. Totally here for it. Very excited.
I've got a bone to pick with that one. Why did they spoil that she's a vampire in
I
the
know,
trailer?
but it did.
Could have been like From Dusk Till Dawn, where they like kept it a
Yeah.
secret and
I don't
nobody
know.
knew.
It sold me on it though. I mean, I was like, all right,
Yeah.
heck yeah, let's go.
Looks
So I mean,
fun.
I think that there's a lot of I love that this genre again has this really cool resurgence right now, and I
Yeah.
keep hoping that they keep releasing great stuff. So in the meantime, Cammy, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Magic Ghost Baby. You can find our show on Instagram at glitterandgore.podcast. And yeah, you might see some video footage
Yeah,
from these
I
episodes.
know.
And we're doing this via Zoom now. It's
I know.
fun and
It it's
now.
it, it just it's there's so much more I feel like we're able to add now that I can actually like see you.
Yeah. Hi.
Hello.
Hey. What's up?
And then just me and my super cool room. So
You can see our rooms now.
whoa.
How
And
we
then
really live.
in the meantime, you can find me at Your Girl K done across the board. Again, my Instagram is private, but please do not let that stop you from sending a request. That is because students keep finding my Instagram, so we had to make it private. Again, not that there's anything bad, but they don't need to see my personal life.
Boo,
Next week we are
children.
going to be diving into the world of Stephen King to talk about one of my absolute favorite movies in the universe, which is Pet Sematary. We're going to talk about the book.
Yay.
We're going to talk about the remake. We're going to talk about the new one, but mostly we're going to talk about the best adaptation. So in the meantime, keep it glittery.
And gory. And real quick,
Yeah.
we would like
Oh
to
yeah.
thank
Gosh darn
my
it.
sister Emily for our new art for the season. You see
Yes.
that floating around on our Instagram. You'll see it. It's our new like little icon thingy on here. And we would also like to thank Mr. Kyle Stevens for making our new intro and outro music. He's the best.
Yes, and
Love him so
sorry
much.
I suck and forgot to before I did our exit.
That's okay.